106.5 Mountain FM. It's Rob Murray and our Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert. A couple of things coming up here with regards to the YWCA of Banff, the Bow Valley Women's Emergency Shelter. Articles about both of them in the Rocky Mountain Outlook this week. Let's start with the event on the 3rd of March, which is International Women's Day, and a special talk from a rocket scientist, a young female rocket scientist, in fact.
Natalie Panic has so many accolades to her name. I'm jealous. What a wonderful opportunity for young women and women in the Bow Valley to be inspired on International Women's Day, which it's curious to me why it's only once a year. I mean, is this not every day?
Every day is Women's Day.
Every day is Women's Day. But the YWCA also is taking the opportunity on Women's Day to present Ms. Panic to inspire us, as well as the honor of Women of Distinction going out to three local ladies.
That's right. Dr. Priscilla Wilson, Carolyn Crofts, and Madeline Crilly are all being honored as this year's local Women of Distinction. So Rolston Recital Hall, 7 o'clock, March 3rd. Get your tickets at banffcenter.ca. They are $20. Another event going on March 19th, and this is called Vine Art. Female chefs doing a really big dinner up at Silvertip. There's going to be music and entertainment, an incredible silent auction of art, wine, and also a very special chair, I guess, of this year's event.
Vine Art is returning its second year. This is a major fundraising gala for the Bow Valley Women's Emergency Shelter Project, which is being spearheaded by the Banff YWCA. Honorary Chair Lorinda Stewart is a 13-year Canmore resident. Last year, she shared her story of her experience with domestic abuse in her life at the event. And this year, preparing for the event, there really was a lot of thought given to what is it that we want to talk about in relation to domestic abuse and shelter space. And organizers and officials with the Y focused in on children and how domestic abuse affects children in these families. And what space do we need that not only provides a safe place for women and children, but provides place that's appropriate for children in a shelter space. And there are a number of different examples across the province of innovative, forward-thinking children's programming and services in shelter spaces.
You know, I actually have been into the shelter space that they have. It's a room and it's got like a, you know, a crib and sort of an area for small babies and small children as well. The thing is, though, it's just one room. We need more. And the Women's Emergency Shelter are raising money to make it even bigger and better. Your article with Lorinda also does feature her children, one of them who happens to be a name that many people recognize.
Mark Culp, Nathaniel Lintoot, and Amanda Lintoot all sat down to do a special interview with the YWCA. They're producing a video that will be shown at Vine Art. I was there to be part of the interview as well and was able to capture their experiences as children looking back on what was there. How did it help? What could be better? Mm-hmm. It was really humbling, Rob, because what an amazing family. It can't be easy having experienced domestic violence in the way that they did in their childhood. And then sitting down and talking about it as adults, they were open and just honest because they want to support their mother in her advocacy work to bring awareness to this issue because there's a big stigma. Why does a woman stay in a situation that is not good? And that's so complex that to just ask that one question doesn't really do it justice of what a single situation could possibly be made of or the path to getting out of it, what it takes. And so Lorinda has put her voice to that. Her children have put their voice to that. And many people will recognize Amanda Linhoot's name as she was a Canmore resident until recently, author of her memoir, A House in the Sky, after she was released from being kidnapped and held for ransom in Somalia. Mm-hmm. By sharing what you've gone through, if you can reach one woman out there who doesn't know what the resources are or hasn't taken that step, we're making a difference here. And Vine Art, get your tickets, people.
Totally. VineArtGala.ca is where you can pick them up for this big event going on Silvertip on Saturday, March 19th.